Hello, everyone. Welcome to Laughing with Lizzie. I think that's what I'm going to call it.
Get ready to LOL. See, you just did.
I'm here with two of my friends.
Besties.
Yeah, besties. I'm Hannah.
I'm Katiana. And together we are the Backyardigans.
I'm in communications and I minor in policing.
I'm in communications as well, and I minor in leadership.
I used to be in communications, but your girl had a little switch up, so now I'm in French and education.
Yup, she's going to be a teacher.
Yup. You know what they say, those that who can't do, teach.
Okay, so yeah, we're all in fourth year, right?
Yeah.
Well,
slash fourth, we're getting there.
Yeah, we might have to do a little fifth year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. We love Laurier. It's
fun. Yeah, you want to stay as long as you can.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, so I actually met Lizzie through Kat. Me and Kat were in residence together. Shout out Little House.
Mm-hmm. Best lit house. Best residence.
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do some questions just to get to know us. So Lizzie and Kat, I have some questions for you.
What's our questions?
Okay, so first, this is an important one. What is your favorite food?
Ooh.
Someone asked me this literally the other day at work, and I told them, and I was like, you have to be more specific. Favorite breakfast food, favorite lunch food, favorite dinner food.
Okay, let's do one for each meal.
Okay.
Ooh.
Are we doing healthy or like what I actually want to eat?
Like skinny or like.
No, you are like. So I feel like we should just do whatever we want.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start with breakfast.
Breakfast, go.
Probably eggs. I love eggs.
Like, but just like, a plain egg?
No, like eggs with onion.
Like a scrambled egg, like an omelet, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, like eggs with onion, like with so much in it.
It's good.
It's going.
Okay, eggs. Mine has to be like a breakfast sandwich. Just like avocado, bacon, eggs, some sriracha.
That good spicy mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good like crumpet or like an English muffin, you know?
Yeah.
Good cheese, cheddar cheese.
Always.
Might be marble. I could dabble in that.
Okay, so what about yours, Kat? What's your go-to breakfast?
Yeah, like honestly the same as you said, Hannah. Like that was pretty good. But I would add like a side of like French toast.
Mm. Or yeah, you need the sweet and the savory.
Right? Like or at Mel's, they have like the cinnamon bun like pancakes.
Oh, those
and they
so
slap.
Good.
Slapjacks.
Is the best.
Slapjacks.
Those do sound really good.
Okay, so what about lunch? Lunch is kind of like a weird one because lunch
hard.
Can be anything.
Yeah.
I feel like a really nice like salad with like chicken could be
I'm
really good.
A really good sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Like a baguette.
Yeah, baguette.
There's this one steak sandwich that Kentucky makes that I like recreated, and it's like literally just like a baguette with like brie melted on it, and then I put honey, and then arugula, and then like fried steak on top, and I added like mushrooms and onions and garlic and stuff like that. So good.
Yum.
I made one on homecoming.
The bread makes a big difference. Like if you need like a good baguette.
You know, it's not
stuff.
About the look, okay. It's not about the taste, but the sound, the symphony.
I think Vincenzo's has really, really good sandwiches.
They do.
Everyone should go to Vincenzo's.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay, and then dinner.
Ooh.
Like, either, like, lasagna, like, a really good, like, authentic Italian lasagna, or, like, I also could dabble in a good steak dinner, like, steak, mashed potatoes, like, little roasted asparagus, or, like, something like that, sweet potato, and, like, a really good juice.
Delicious.
Because I'm a sucker for juice.
Lizzie, what about you?
I don't know. Probably, I really like tacos.
Yeah,
or pasta.
Me too.
Like a good pasta. Ooh.
Pesto pasta, but
agreed.
Like shrimp.
Yes.
And bacon. Wife me
and
up.
And a lot of Parmesan.
Pecorino Romano is my favorite cheese.
Okay,
so.
Great answers, everyone. I agree with those. So my next question is, do you think there are more wheels or doors in the world?
Oh my God, Kay. You know what? That's really what? Funny. I was thinking about it for a really long time, and I think there's wheels.
But, like...
No, there has to be more wheels because there's, like, wheels come in pairs, no? Like, most of the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, like, think about doors. Like, it's not just, like, a door in a room. Like, it's, like, cupboards and, like...
Oh, my God, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I
though.
Think it's real.
I don't know.
I'm really torn. There's too many wheels. There's too many cars in the world.
And it's just I don't even think Scooby-Doo could solve that one, honestly.
You're thinking about cars, though, and that there's four wheels. There's usually four doors in a car. Right?
Stop.
I know.
Stop. Oh, my God.
And it's just frustrating because there's no way we'll ever know. So we just have to think about it.
They'll never know. How are they going to know? We just won't. We just won't.
Okay, my last question is, what's your biggest fear?
That's really hard. I've seen too many horror movies in my lifetime.
Oh, I was thinking, there's, like, you know, the obviously fear, like, getting, like, murdered by, like, Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that.
Yeah.
But then there's also, like, I remember once in first year, this biggest fear happened to me, getting embarrassed in front of the entire class because it was the last class before, like, thank God, like, all classes got canceled due to COVID. But, like, my stomach hurt, so it was, like, my friend was, like, sitting beside me. She's like, I don't want to be here. And I was like, my stomach hurts. Like, I don't want to be here. Let's leave early. Whatever. So we get out of the seat. Whatever, we're leaving. I'm, like, walking up the stairs. Do I not trip in front of the entire class on the front of the whole stairs?
Oh, no.
And it was the most... And everyone started laughing. Like, literally the entire... And it was, like, in Bricker. Like, the big Bricker.
Oh, those big lecture halls.
Yeah. Ooh. And everyone was laughing. And then I, like, ran outside. And my friends, like, were, like, texting me, like, did you just fall, Kat? And I was like, yep. And then they're like, and the prof, as soon as I could hear him as I was leaving, he's like, well, that girl's not going to pass. And you know what? To that prof, I did. I did pass your class. So have fun with that.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I was like, it's brutal out here.
But that was not nice.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big fear. But you know what? God can only give you what you can handle. So conquered it. Check.
As you should.
Okay, Lizzie, what's yours? Your biggest fear.
My biggest fear. I think I know yours.
What?
So Hannah and I are roommates, and we used to have a spider issue in our house.
Ooh. Yeah, we renovated our house, and it's a very old house. Yeah. So.
And there was a lot of spiders, and not gonna lie, I was a little scared at times, but she was way more scared. I had to kill, like, most of the spiders. And
I've killed more spiders at your house than you guys have. Like.
Yeah, like, my fear has gotten better, but
yeah, no,
I can kill them now, like, myself. Yeah,
like, I'm not about to go watch Charlotte's Web live action, but, you know.
Yeah, if they're on the ceiling, then I won't kill it because then I'm scared it's going to, like, fall on me. Or, like, if it was on me, I'd actually have an aneurysm. But, like, if it's around me, I can handle it. But, yeah, other than that, I don't really have any fears. Like, I'm not scared of heights or... that kind of stuff.
I feel like if I was put in the situation, like, I'd definitely be down bad, but it's not something I think about. I'm like, whoa, you know, like, I'm scary. Yeah.
I think I'm really more scared of, like, just getting, like, kidnapped.
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm kind of past hostage. That. I don't know why.
I don't know. Like,
I feel like so I'd be the girl that gets out.
I'm just like...
Okay, you might have to blurb that out. Can we do that? Can we edit?
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
11:09.
11:09.
Yeah.
Write it down. Kat, you can't swear.
So bad.
Okay.
It wasn't me. Call me Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Okay, we'll wait till... Yeah, did you write it down, Lizzie?
Yeah.
Okay, then where were we? What's your biggest fear?
Fear.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I don't know. It's just, like, I've listened to so much true crime, and I'm thinking, like, in my head, I'm like, what if this girl's going to talk about me in the future?
No, but, like, I feel like that, like, we're given the advantage because we've all listened to true crime like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We would know how to get out.
Yeah,
you just have to, like...
I guess there's a positive and a negative side.
The first thing they say, like, once you get in the car, once you get kidnapped, like, it's kind of, like, low-key over from there, so you really have to do your best, like... scream, cry, kick, like, really get yourself out of the situation, like, when they're trying to kidnap you before you get into the car. Because once you get that van, it's kind of over.
Have you seen The Call?
No.
Where the dispatcher was, like...
Oh, that movie.
Yeah. With, what's her name?
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
girl was, like, in the car, and, like, she was, like, trying to help her, but, like, she obviously, like, wasn't, like, a police officer. And she couldn't, and, like, it was insane. And I was, like, if that happened to me, like... I would not know what to do.
Like, yeah, that's a tough job.
I would just pretend to be in love with the guy just to try and get away.
That's what people do.
You got to do what you got to do.
I guess, but like...
Like, it's either that or death, you know? Like,
serial killers are insane.
Yeah.
They will kill you.
Oh my God, you don't say, Lizzie. Serial killers are insane. Important announcement, guys. Important announcement. Breaking news.
Oh gosh. Okay. Do you guys have any questions?
I have one. What's something you guys wish you knew in first year
that you could change and go back? That is a really good one.
Thanks, guys.
I would say just to, like, put yourself out there as much. Like, I don't think this is something I wish I knew, but, like, advice more for first years.
Because we definitely put ourselves out there.
Yeah, put yourself out there. Talk to people in class. Make friends that are in your program and that you can have friends
that's
in future classes for. And, yeah, it's just, like, everybody's in the same boat in first year and wants to meet people. So I would just put yourself out there as much as possible.
And like join clubs and stuff.
Get involved. Definitely. Also,
student
just
council,
like,
house council. Yeah,
house council is a good thing to meet people in your residence.
And it looks really good on your lawyer experience record, guys.
Exactly.
It does.
What would you say, Lizzie?
What I wish I knew.
I wish I knew.
Bring around your lanyard. Like, don't wear it around your neck.
Oh, Lizzie would always have her lanyard around her neck, always.
So,
it was
do you
like
get
a piece of, like an accessory. It was her, like,
it was jewelry to you. It was jewelry.
It was a necklace. But yeah, that's my advice.
Okay, Lizzie, do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions?
Put it in front of you or something. Yeah, there you go.
How are you guys liking Lori so far?
So far, we're almost out of here, unfortunately. I love it, though.
But how was your experience?
Live, love, Laurier.
Great.
Honestly, like, I have, like, the best time here.
I know.
Me too. It's I'm not ready to leave. I don't want to think of... Yeah, I don't want to think about leaving.
I'm going to have, like, a manic episode once I graduate.
Me too. Reality hits.
It's, you know, like, that movie where that guy's, like, a million different personalities? Like, that's going to be me after. He's, like, insane asylum. Like, that's going to be me after graduating.
Is it called Split?
Yep. That's it.
That is a creepy movie.
That is a really scary movie.
It's not even that scary, to be honest. It's just, like, freaky.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question. Another one. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh, see, I'm not a huge horror movie
I like The Conjuring because it's actually scary.
I like Us. The Jordan Peele movie.
Jordan Peele's a genius.
He is. I really want to see his new one.
I heard it's, like, not that good, though. Lizzie saw it.
You did see it? Oh, yeah, right. You did.
I told you.
Yeah.
I read the Wikipedia, like, description, and it didn't sound, like, promising. Like, I read, like, the plot on Wikipedia to see, because I'm like, wow, like, what is this movie? Maybe Lizzie didn't understand it, but even, like, reading it, I was still, like, this is, like, confusing, like, really confusing. I was like, I wouldn't have been able to comprehend this, like, watching it, let alone reading this, barely.
It was just...
But I love Kiki Palmer. Like, Kiki forever.
It was too long.
Kiki.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just dragging out too much, then...
Yeah, no. It was, like, for 2 hours straight, I was sitting there. But by the way, the movie is called Nope.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah, that's great, then.
Nope.
Nope, don't go see it.
It really tells you nothing. And the trailer doesn't really tell you what it's about.
It's, like, about aliens.
The movie
aliens really are coming.
Smile.
I don't want to see that one. It looks scary. And they're advertising it so much. I feel like that's a bad movie if they're advertising it.
No, like everyone, like on.
Like TikTok. Elvis, how they advertise Elvis on every single platform, like every single. I still haven't seen it and I refuse to see it because like it's so annoying.
Unpopular opinion: Elvis was so bad.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
I heard it was so good.
Everyone told me that it was so good.
So long. And I'm like,
I just Elvis like wasn't a good person, so I don't really know why people are like. I guess he was messed up. So,
okay, so should we get into our topic for today?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So, what we want to do on this show is talk about Spotted at Laurier. For those of you who don't know what Spotted at Laurier is, it's a Twitter account that just talks about, I guess, stuff that happens at Laurier.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Gossip Girl almost.
Yeah.
For Laurier, but like not as dramatic, obviously. Yeah. But Spotted at Laurier has been around like forever. And like,
I know, I wonder how many years like it's been on.
I'm going to go probably look because you can see how long? So they joined in October 2013, so almost a decade.
Wow.
And I'm wondering, I've always wondered this, because it's an anonymous page. Like, yeah. You send them a direct message, and then they'll post whatever you send. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been around forever, and I've always wondered, like, who is behind the account. And, like, because obviously that's whoever cool. made it in 2013 doesn't go to Laurier anymore. Yeah. So, like, do they get a new owner, or, like, is this person, like, probably, 30 years old yeah. still running it? Like, I've just been, I've always wondered that, but.
That would be actually really cool to know.
I know.
Do they get, like, a check from this? That. Like, do they get a bag? Like, you know, like, does it benefit them?
Yeah, I really don't know. But, yeah, and there are. Bio on Twitter is saw someone at Laurier and want to send them an anonymous message, do it here. But like, it's definitely become more than that. A lot of people just like rant on it.
Yeah.
Or like just use it for funny stuff.
Sometimes, and I'm like, why?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely changed over the years. But like, yeah, people can definitely be rude or just like use it as like
yeah, exactly.
a way to complain. But also like I think it's helpful because you can like ask questions, mm-hmm. be like, oh, what are some good like third year electives in this program? Mm-hmm. Or like it's does like anybody know questions. The hours for
or,
this?
Like when is the poster sale? I just saw a tweet.
Like, yeah, like it's really like informative. Yeah.
No, it is.
It's what everyone's thinking, but no one wants to really ask. So Spotted at Laurier asks basically.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and you can be anonymous. So.
And on.
Do you guys remember AskFM?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't, like, allowed to use that. My parents, like, wouldn't have let me use something
really?
Like that. Nah.
No, it, like, oh, it was so bad.
I also shared, like, a desktop with me, my brother, and my sister until, like, the age of, like, 12. So.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we go through them? Lizzie, do you want to, like, read some out?
Yeah, I'm down.
We'll just go through and.
Like, from, like, the most recent.
Oh, my God. R.I.P. Shortstop.
Why did Shortstop close? Like, why did Shortstop
prank
close?
Of the year.
No, it's so depressing.
Like, there's cardboard and everything on the windows, and I'm like,
like, and there's nothing, like, whatever.
And I know that place was thriving. Like, I know it must have been thriving.
It was always so busy, and I'm more of a Shortstop girl than a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, everyone was.
I swear it was cheaper. I swear it was cheaper.
I just think they had better stuff. Like
they do have better stuff, and the staff is so friendly. It's right beside campus. Like, I'd always go there to go get snacks. And, yeah, it's just sad to see it go. And, yeah, I'm wondering why it's closed. They definitely could not have gone out of business.
They definitely
right? Like, they had bank. They must have had bank.
I wonder, like, if there was a lot of theft.
Maybe.
But, like, to shut down the whole place just because you got... You lost a few things?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's also not like a big business. Like, it's probably considered as a small
I guess there's like a
Shortstop
few Shortstop
is like a huge
There's
chain.
Bare Shortstops. Like there's one like in there's a few in Waterloo.
It's like.
There's one near like Northfield.
Probably just below 7-Eleven. Like it's pretty big. Oh. Well, for a convenience store. 7-Eleven has gas too, but. Yeah, really sad.
Where can I get coffee on campus after 4 p.m.? I feel like everywhere closes so early now.
I don't really know what times things close. I feel like after COVID, I just, like, don't really know.
I know. Yeah. All the hours everywhere are, like,
just messed up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, when you go on Google sometimes, like.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Bite?
Bite 64?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have before. I think I got, like, a grilled cheese.
It's really good.
Okay, I want to go.
Yeah, we should go.
That's, yeah.
If it's open, who knows?
True.
Yeah, I went to tried to go to Wilf's on Friday.
Yeah,
too.
We tried to go together, remember?
Yeah.
We were sitting in the concourse and we were like, what would hit right now? Wilf's.
Yeah. And their hours are like all over the place too.
There's like a sign on the door. And we were like, you're kidding.
Mm-hmm. We love Will.
Spin dip. We're like, is it too much to ask for Will Spin Dip? I don't think so. All pita? I don't
nuggets?
Think so.
With the mac and cheese inside.
Like the mac and cheese
so
bites?
Good. Everyone should go try it right now.
Agreed.
Go to Wolf.
And if you haven't tried Spin Dip, you need to try that one right now.
Oh, yeah. The best.
Is Bricker ever going to open up Subway?
The Subway?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the Subway, like, right on the main floor? Right by the doors.
Yes. I swear I saw workers there.
Honestly, I'm not really a Subway kind of girl. Like, I've never really ever, like, I've had Subway maybe, like, twice in my life.
I love Subway. It's so good.
I like Subway.
I think it's the smell that gets me.
Apparently, have you ever been to Firehouse Subs? Apparently, it's way better.
Oh my God.
I've heard good stuff about that
before. I was
before.
Like on a binge of Firehouse Subs for like a month. Probably a month. Oh. Like every day.
So what's your order, Lizzie? What's your order?
It's that Italian one. I forget what it's called. Let me find it.
Italiano.
Tutti yeah, mine fuori. Is the chicken teriyaki one. So good.
Allora.
From Subway?
Yeah.
So good.
I haven't been to Subway in a while, though. Like, honestly, probably over a year. We should go.
I will say, do dabble in their chocolate chip cookies. Sub.
It looks like this. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. Our viewers can totally see that.
Sorry. It has, like, a bunch of cheese, tomatoes. I think that's bacon.
I think Gordon Ramsay would really like the description of your dish right now.
And it's really good bread. So everyone should try Firehouse Subs.
I can see it now.
Oh, no. Someone tweeted, when is the poster sale? Are they going to do it this year? It already happened. Whoever posted that. Shoddy. So sorry.
I feel like if you were on campus, like.
Yeah, it was going on for like a good week.
Yeah.
Someone said, to the three guys that stole my phone on Friday, hope you enjoy the $100 that the phone is worth. You did it in front of several cameras. The police have your faces.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no.
I have to tell a really sad story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we going to cry? Getting ready.
This is supposed to be the LOL
No, I'm just show. Kidding. It's not a sad story. But,
not the Presso Expresso.
I think I accidentally left my phone, like, in the... What are they called?
Is this when I had to go with you to the mall to get you a new phone?
Yes.
Yep. And we're using my laptop.
Not in the lobby. What is it called?
The Concourse? Wait, what are
like
you talking about?
It's in
about?
Your res.
Oh, like in the common room.
Yeah, common room. I accidentally left it. I don't know where I went, whatever. I go back to the common room, and all I see is my debit card and, like, my ID just underneath the table. And I'm like, where's my phone? Because it was in the back of my phone case. I'm like, where did my phone go? And then I was freaking out, so sad. So, yeah, I had to get a new phone. So sad.
That's horrible.
I know someone who like sold their phone for like $200 like in first year.
I remember that.
I don't remember what it was, but someone like when they were like on a night out, they like sold their phone. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like she's saying it's worth $100. I'm like, what kind of phone is this? A flip phone? Like, yeah. I mean like, any iPhone or Android should be more. Also, I don't mean to be negative, but the police just aren't going to do anything about it. I've had so many phones stolen.
Oh, my God, no. I went to the...
Didn't you find one in Mexico?
Oh, my God.
Didn't you get, like, do you find my iPhone? It was in Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
A rave festival, like, in Las Vegas, like, me and Hannah.
Hannah and I.
Sorry, you're right.
We're grammatically correct on that.
Communications major.
Sorry. I used to be.
And yeah, like if you want to tell the story.
Yeah, so we went to EDC in Las Vegas, and this music festival is huge. It's 500,000 people. It's massive. It's at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So the location is just huge. It's also only at night. It's from like 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. But yeah, so it was, I had like this little phone case that had a strap and it would like strap around my body, kind of like a purse. And I kind of felt something. We were walking through a crowd, felt something, didn't think much of it. And then I went to reach my phone and the case just felt like so light and my phone was gone. Yeah. So
I was like, she knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
And
oh, no, she knows.
Like that place is notorious for getting phones stolen. Any music festival is. But yeah. A couple weeks later when I was home and I got a new phone, my old phone pinged and it was in Mexico. So, I feel like someone looked out. Probably, they're probably stealing a bunch, probably had a lot of people
in
on it.
Someone else, like, at EDC.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter that somebody's phone pinged in China and they were saying that their phone got stolen at EDC. As well, and all of the replies were like, "So did mine." And
it wasn't the only one,
but yeah, somebody scored big that weekend. And I just was like, "Nobody's gonna steal phones here. Like, it costs so much to go. It's so expensive. Yeah. It's like a positive place." But no, people really go just to like steal phones, and will make lots of money off of it. So,
100%.
Yep.
Is lockdown browser still being used for online quizzes?
No. Oh, I don't know.
No.
Not at all?
I don't think so. I feel like a lot of my classes are, like, in person now, so it's, like, well, it's, like, a mix, but, like, I don't really do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't have really any online stuff anymore, which, how do you guys feel about in person versus online?
I feel like I do, like, I am more focused, because, like, if I'm on my laptop, like, chilling in my, I'm, like, oh, gotta go do class in my room, like, away from my roommates, like, in my bed, and then what ends up happening, I end up, like, on Pop Tropica, or, like, end up, like, texting one of you guys, or, like, and then I'm, like, what is this prof even saying, like, she's just reading off a slide. And
yeah, then, it's definitely harder to focus online.
When I'm in person, I feel, like, I feel, like, dumb if I'm, like, not actively trying to, like, write notes and learn. And everyone's probably like, why did you even come to class? You know what I mean? And it's like, why did you come to class if you're not going to be at least mostly attentive?
Yeah, and it's just motivating, like, being in class and on campus and, like, actually getting up in the morning.
No.
Like, if I had 8:30s, I'd do them in bed still, but now I have to go. But it's, like, kind of a nice start to your day.
Are bingo nights ever coming back to Wolf's?
I've never been to Wolf's bingo.
Me either, and I really want to go.
I tried to go some, like, club-hosted, like, Family Feud night at Wilf's the other week, and I went, and I was, like, trying to sign up, and I didn't really know what it worked, and then I didn't even end up getting to do it.
No.
Sad story time.
Oh. I cried.
Aw, thanks, girl.
No props. Does Wilf's have online ordering for takeout?
I don't think
they used to. Remember, in first year, we'd always, like, order it online and then go pick it up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine if there was Wolf's delivery.
Oh, my God.
That would be insane.
That would be.
But someone, I look at Wolf's and I'm like, that is, like, home. Like, that is, like, a great place that I'll always remember.
We would go all the time in first year because our residence was so close. It was open until 2 a.m. also, which is
A few weeks ago to one of my friends, and I was like, I think me and my friend are gonna go to Wilf's, and they're like, and everyone was like, why would you go to Wilf's? Like, it's literally all, like, frozen, like, just, like, fried stuff. Like, you can get way better stuff other places. And I was like, are they right? Like, are they right? Because realistically, like, the stuff that they're making is just stuff that's probably, like, low-key pre-made. Like, the stuff, like, the mozzarella sticks. Like, you think they're out there, like, really, like, breading mozzarella?
No, no, like, restaurant does.
Exactly.
No. I work in a restaurant.
Our waitress queen.
Yeah, and I know. It's not what it seems.
Right? Everything is not what it seems. Have you guys seen the Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber beef that's gone on?
I've heard of it. I'm just not interested.
I started watching the podcast, but I was like...
Apparently they're like friends.
That's good. Okay. Lizzie, hit us with the next one.
Sad because Wolf's spin-dip price went up and the portion size is way smaller.
Well, that's inflation for you.
The size is
just
smaller?
Inflation.
Okay. Well, I used to get this sandwich all the time at Wolf's and it had, like, mac and cheese, like, in it.
Oh, my God. The spin-dip mac and cheese. Yes. Grilled cheese. Yep.
Oh,
I know
God.
It well. I know it well.
It needs to come back. It needs to make a comeback.
I know.
Someone said, this is a shout out to all the beautiful people on campus. I've fallen in love with 10 strangers and counting. Shout out the beautiful people.
Oh, my God. You're like, is this the day I'll meet the love of my life on campus? Spoiler alert, it's not.
Okay.
Does anyone know how to log into Pulse now that Laurier changed their login system? I've been logged into Pulse for, like...
What is Pulse?
You know what Pulse is?
No.
I have no idea what Pulse is.
Oh, my God. Really?
Put us on.
It's an app, and, like, you can connect to, like, any school. Uh-huh. And, like, it just, like, sends you reminders. Like, instead of, like, logging into, like, My Learning Space all the time, like, you can get a notification. Like,
oh, my God. That's so helpful.
Lecture was posted, like, quiz due, like... Friday.
Oh, okay, so I'm literally going to go download this on my phone.
No, it's honestly really helpful.
Oh, my God. Have you never told us about this?
Sorry.
You should be. I forgive you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What else? Hey, this one's funny. Why hasn't anyone on campus asked me what song I'm listening to yet?
I would love if there was, like, trend. I wish there was, like, someone who, like, would go around, like, have you know, like, Chris Clemens, like, one of those guys that, like, goes around, like, with little Mike and, like, someone.
And interviews people. That would make my day.
Of, like, Western and stuff, but not here.
We should do it, guys. We should just do it.
Oh, my God. I thought someone added you, Hannah. You're, like, at Hannah from UW.
Don't bum a Laurier girl.
Yep. Best place to nap on campus.
24-hour lounge?
Yeah, 24-hour lounge.
Actually, funny story. In first year, Hannah and I were actually on Spotted at Laurier because me, you, and one of the girls on our floor, her name was Rihanna, we all went to 24-hour lounge to study, and we were just so tired. Like, we just went to the dining hall
before. We just needed a little midday nap.
Yeah, so we were, like, full-on, like, lying down on the couch. Like, I was, like, asleep, like, probably for, what, like, an hour collectively? And, like, people were laughing, and then literally later that day, Spotted at Laurier goes at the girls who were, the three girls who were asleep in the 24-hour lounge, like, mood.
Yeah.
It's funny. And we're like, that was us. We're okay. Like, we made it.
I know this is a really random question, but what do you guys think about paper straws?
I mean, I don't really think about them, honestly. Like, they're fine. They get the job done.
I feel like
Lizzie's just picky with straws. You know, the only straws I don't like are metal straws.
I love what? Metal straws.
Yeah, I don't They're know. So I don't fun. Like the feeling of them on my teeth.
And like you can.
Okay, I kind of get that. I kind of get that though. I kind of agree with your sentiments.
I'm more like not plastic straws. Like, I mean, what is this? I'm holding up my water bottle, by the way.
It's like
a blue.
Yeah, like it's like, but it's like reusable plastic.
Yeah, like it's like a reusable like a water tumbler. Bottle.
Yeah,
yeah. I just like the ones that come with. Those that you
those
reuse.
Ones are the best ones.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Jedi Guy sent him to Spotted at Laurier.
I love Jedi Guy.
Jedi Guy, where
for
is
those
he
of
now?
You guys who don't know who Jedi oh, Guy yeah. is, and if you don't, you this need like to. So that's why we're telling you.
He's everywhere.
He's just this sick guy. Like, if anyone knows what Star Wars is, which you should, great series, watch them all. The new ones, I don't know about too much about the remakes, but we don't talk about that one. But this guy, he dresses up as a Jedi, super sweet guy, and has a really cool lightsaber replica, and he just goes around, like, doing his thing. Like, if you
making
watch,
people's day, that's all he does.
Yeah. He's so sweet. Like, his Twitter account, like, you guys should go follow him. It's, like, I think it's, like, at the Jedi guy or something.
Yeah, but he usually replies to a lot of tweets on Spotted Laurier.
And I saw, like, a tweet the other day, and he was, like, I love it when you guys, like, take photos and stuff like that. If I can make a positive, like, influence and, like, make someone's day, like, aww. That's all I'm here for. And, like, that's so sweet. Like,
shout
what a king.
Out. He's the best.
What a king.
Okay, I have something to discuss about campus.
Ooh, okay.
The geese.
Oh my God.
The evil geese.
Yep.
They're like, their own different, like, breed.
They're
like,
plotting something against us.
And the squirrels?
Oh, those squirrels are on beast mode.
No, they are.
They're crazy. One time, Kat, can you explain the story of the squirrel, like, jumping?
I was just about to say, I was literally just about to say that story. So one of my friends in first year, like, he was walking outside of, if you guys want to know where, like, the Fred Nichols building is, it's, like, the building that you can either go left to, like, the food court, or you can go in it, and then you can, like, go up the stairs concourse and all that kind of stuff. So So my friend, he was walking out of there, and, like, a squirrel literally, like, from the, like, the ceiling or the air, I don't even know, jumped on top of his back he was walking away. And he said it was, like, the most terrifying thing ever. And it was, like, he was, like, traumatized. And I was, like, can you imagine? You know, you're trying to be a studious student. You're walking out of the Fred Nichols Campus Center, and boom, a little squirrel falls right on your back. Like, what a jump scare.
That is a jump scare.
But, like, it was so funny. I was like, I would pay an insane amount of money to have that on video. Because, you know, I bet you Fred Nichols Campus Center has, like, those little cameras somewhere up there. And I bet you they caught that.
Someone saw it. They had to. Yeah.
That's what a moment.
But squirrels really scare me. They just look like rats with, like, big fur tails.
I think they're cute. It's just their personality is kind of crazy.
Well, the ones in, like, I have squirrels back home. They don't act like the squirrels.
Yeah, there's something Waterloo. In the Waterloo air that, like, possesses all of the animals.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The raccoon problem?
Yeah, okay. So we have this problem at our house. Every day we come out, and we have, like, lids on our garbage bins outside, and the raccoons still find a way somehow. Literally on our way here today, we go out. Our garbage is ripped up all over our driveway. It happens, like, almost daily. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how to solve this issue. We made towels with bleach on them because we were Googling how to fix it. But no, they just took the towel off.
They did
still.
Not care.
Yeah, they did not care. So
no craps given.
I don't really know what to do at this point.
Me either.
We need like a lock on them or something.
You know, from Good Luck Charlie, you need Bob's Bugs Be Gone.
Yeah, no, we need like...
Exterminator.
We need a lock, but I feel like they'll still find a way to like... Unlock get the code. It. Yeah, they're like funny. Next level. And they always fall in our car too. Like if we get like our cars scratched up by these raccoons and like garbage bins falling
it's
on
like,
them.
It's like who's gonna pay the bill? Not the raccoons.
Not the raccoons.
Thankfully we have a ring system so we can get that insurance claim.
I remember, like, I think it was, like, maybe, like, last year. Someone, like, a bunch of people were, like, posting, like, the same story on their, like, on their Snapchat story. And it was, like, this big, like, literally, they're, like, there's a bear on campus.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, this bear.
That was on Spotted at Lori.
No, it was literally, I found out it was a raccoon later. It was literally a raccoon. Just a really fat raccoon. And everyone thought it was, like, a literal black bear. Like, on this little tree.
It was, like, on a tree. And the video was taken. It was right outside someone's window in residence. And the video, or sorry, the picture was, like, on Snapchat.
He was
and, like,
sticking
blurry.
Up, like, a whole tree.
Yeah, and it was huge. And someone was, like, is this a bear? And I saw it on so many people's stories and on Spot Out.
I wish we had the photo because it's so funny. So funny.
That's really hilarious. Woohoo! Tim Horton's back. My prayers are answered.
Oh, I love Tim's.
Hey, Timmy's or
but
Starbucks?
Tim's has really been switching up their game
Starbucks.
Lately.
Starbucks.
Honestly,
like these new
I don't
bowls?
Like Tim's food. I don't like donuts.
Okay. No, their sandwiches are okay.
Their sandwiches are good. Their breakfast sandwiches are not good.
What? I love their brekkie sandos.
And they met. Do you want to know the most, like, actually frustrating Tim's experience ever? Okay.
Oh, well, I already know what you're going to say.
Like, they always just mess up my order. The one on University, and we live really close to the one uptown on, like, King and, what is it? King and Spring Street? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so... One time, I was, like, on my way to work, and I stopped in the drive-thru, and I ordered an everything bagel toasted with herb and garlic cream cheese and a hash brown. Like, this is, like, my go-to order. So I ordered it the same as always. And then when I get to the window, he hands me, like, the bagel and, like, the kind of wrap it comes with. Like, no, like, bag or anything. So he just, like, hands me a bagel. And then I was like, oh, I also got a hash brown. He was like, oh, it's in there. So I thought maybe they just put it, like, on top or something, like, just, like, wrapped it all up in one. No, they put the hash brown in a bagel with every urban garlic cream cheese. Like, what? And I tried to – I was like, okay, like, I'm just going to give it a chance. No, it was disgusting. It was so bad. Like, I get it maybe if it was, like, a bacon, egg, cheddar
sandwich.
Yeah,
like, they do that already.
Yeah, like, with potatoes, that. Like, that works. But with urban garlic cream cheese and a hash brown in the middle, like,
you think he was proud when he made that?
Right.
That's a lot to process.
You think it he was like, so this gross. Customer's going to enjoy this?
Yeah, like, oh, that was sick of them. Horrible.
That guy deserves jail time for his crimes.
Yeah, that's like jail time.
Because okay. Wasn't it like an awkward highway? Like you couldn't even go back?
Well, yeah, I was like on my way to work. It was the one on University. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, it's just not worth it. And I was driving too, so I didn't really realize until I like got out of there. But yeah, we'll never forget.
I like
that.
Their donuts. Like when I was younger, like I always like got like the donuts or like the Timbits.
Yeah, see, I'm just not a big cinnamon
donut person. I grew out of the Timbits.
I really don't get them as much anymore, but when I was a kid, like I was a fiend.
Okay, I'm not a huge Timbit person, but the Tim Biebs Timbits were really
good. Oh, they were so good.
That is a good collab.
Are they still a thing?
I don't think so.
Like, maybe. I don't know. I've seen, like, they still have some Tim Biebs stuff. I think they just... Oh, no, it is, because they just released this new cold brew. It's like Tim Beebs cold brew.
So I had it. It tastes like just like the iced coffee, in my opinion.
Yeah, they just do it so they can put Justin Bieber's name on it so people think it's sick, and then they can charge it for more money.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, like, genius, but whatever. I don't know. Thanks, Tim. Because then the cup says, like, Tim's brew or whatever. Or, like, Tim Beebs brew.
Yeah. Yeah,
so then everyone's like,
what are you, Lizzie? Are you more Starbucks or Tim Hortons?
Definitely Starbucks. Yeah, I'm obsessed with the egg bites. And I have been for, like, a good year.
You could probably... I've been thinking, like, I want to, like, try, like, making those. Like, meal prepping.
Yeah,
like,
maybe XCV easy bites. To make. That's
smart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we would need, like... What are they called? Like, little tray things.
Muffin tins?
No, like, molds to mold it into.
Yeah, yeah, a muffin tin.
A muffin tin. Do you know the Muffin Man?
No. There's a really good sandwich at Starbucks that I just discovered.
Which one? I've had a lot of them.
And it's called, like, double smoked bacon cheddar sandwich.
With something. Gouda?
No, that's one, though. I just had that the other day at the Concourse.
I know Starbucks. It well.
Yeah, that one is good. No, this one's better. It comes on, like, a pastry, almost. Like a pastry bread.
Oh, like a little croissant brioche kind of. Yeah, yep.
Kind of thing. And then
I know it well.
Eggs, cheddar, and bacon. And their bacon's actually good. Like, Tim's bacon is, like, the microwave, like, rubber.
Yeah.
But the Starbucks bacon is, like, legit. And you put a little sriracha on it. Oh, it's so good. Starbucks is so expensive, but, like, it's worth it.
Right. I, like, been getting Starbucks more because I've been trying to study, like, more on Concourse, like, a lot recently. And, like, yeah, almost, like, every day. Like, if I'm not, like, going to work, like, I'm going to Concourse probably, like, once a day.
Do you still have
study.
Money on your one card?
I do not.
No. Like, maybe if I do, I probably, cents. Like, $4. Yeah,
yeah, like 4 cents.
I
yeah.
somehow still have quite a bit because we got more.
It's all from,
I know, but I spent all those ones, like, yes, throughout the years.
I just haven't because I haven't been on campus for so long, so. True. I think I'm still balling a bit on the one card.
I love that.
I know. I got to use it up.
So Hannah's going to take us out for a
while. Yeah, I'll take you guys out.
Oh, my God. Wilf's run after.
Yeah.
If it's open.
Shoot.
We'll see.
Whoever's blasting Wrecking Ball on repeat at 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday, I hope you're doing okay.
That's funny.
Ooh, that means they're down horrendous.
Down bad.
That is funny.
When do you lose your student email after graduating?
I have
apparently
no idea.
You don't. I asked Ever? My cousin, because I was wondering about it for Google Drive. So, because I have all of my, like,
yeah, you transfer stuff.
Yeah. But apparently you don't.
Really?
Yeah, your email and.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. Don't quote me on it, but I was asking my cousin about it, and she said that she still has hers.
That's good.
And all of her friends do, so.
Well, if anyone knows, tweet us at Radio Laurier.
My Apple Watch says time to stand.
We should do a little Q&A if that's available.
Yeah, like questions that people want to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love
just
that.
About Laurier or anything in general.
Yeah, about the Laurier Waterloo campus life region.
Yep.
Okay. Careers for general arts degree.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah, honestly.
Oyster?
So much. I feel
grad
like
school is also your oyster.
Yeah.
Agreed. Are you guys doing grad school?
Well, I have to go to teacher's college, so.
Where Aww. Are you thinking about going?
Well, Laurier has a program, but, I mean, probably be, like, easier and less expensive to just go downtown and, like, commute.
True. Yeah.
Like,
that's
at, like.
That's what a lot of people do, even, like,
artists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I know York has teacher's college. I don't really know if I love the idea of going to York because, like, it's York. Not to, like, not to diss anyone that goes to York, but
we
it's
love
just
York. York is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't know anything about York.
Right? Like, I don't
Can't
know.
Speak.
Like, I just feel like going from, like, this Waterloo experience where I have, like, so much fun here, then to go to York for 2 years would just be, like, kind of just depresso espresso.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear ya. And I mean, grad school just isn't the same experience.
Yeah, because you're, like, really, like, studying actually all the time.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
All the time.
Every day.
What about you, Lizzie? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking if I save up enough money for law school.
Ooh.
You ready to take that LSAT?
What about policing? What do you think?
I've never heard you say you want to be a lawyer.
What? Really?
That's cool.
I love it. Criminal lawyer, though.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
It's really hefty.
Like, fighting the good fight.
Exactly.
Elizabeth Kivel.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to next year at least take a year off and just work because I...
Money.
Yeah, money. I need to work for a bit.
Makes sense.
School is expensive. And also after just the past 2 years, life was just like on pause kind of.
It really was. It was so hard for everyone.
Mm-hmm. But we're back and better.
Than ever.
Exactly.
Is A- for communications essay considered good?
Yes. Yes. Oh. Do you want me to say in Spanish? Sí.
Sí, señor.
I think that's great, especially if you are doing the first year communication classes.
Because those are the ones that people struggle with the most.
We've all experienced CS100 and CS101.
So hard.
It's pretty difficult to do well.
Like, I remember my first year for CS101, I think it was. Or is like, or maybe CS100, whatever media history was. And it was like the average for like the test, like that you needed to pass, like that you should have gotten was like a 67.
Yeah.
Well, like most people, like the average was like a 50, like something.
Yeah, it was like a 52.
Yeah.
And you need a 67 to pass the course.
Yeah.
So if you get below 67, you have to retake the class. So.
Yeah, I think I ended up with like a 73 in that class.
Oh,
I
was yeah.
Like,
that's good.
It was like all right, but I'm like for what it was, like that was good enough at the
time.
Yeah,
so an A minus is great.
No, you're doing well, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, to the young lady last night who thought I was the one behind Spotted at Laurier, it's not me. Sorry, Jedi guy.
Imagine. Oh, that is a great theory.
That is
though.
A really good theory. I'm going to start thinking about this. Like, who is behind Spotted at Laurier?
I know. What if they're listening?
They're like sitting behind their computer, like, no.
Imagine.
This tweet says, another day, another Eduroam malfunction.
Oh, tell me about it.
My story of your life.
That I have today. The Wi-Fi never works in that classroom. It's in Daub. I think it's Daub 101. Like on the first floor, on the corner.
You should report it.
Can you?
Yeah, I just saw the other day, I was walking up the Fred Nichols Campus Center. And, like, up where you can walk to the concourse. And if you look, like, there's always, like, flyers, like, on these bulletin boards when you're walking up there. And one of them was, like, a QR code to scan. It's, like, Wi-Fi not working? Like, let us know so they can, like, look into it.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
The more you know.
The more you know. Yeah. You learn something new every day.
Right?
You really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot of new things.
You know what they say? Those who can't do, teach.
And you are going to be a teacher.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really curious now about that Jedi guy. What if he's just running everything? Runs Waterloo.
I think it's really secretly the squirrels.
Region of Waterloo.
It's
Jedi
a squirrels.
Guy for mayor, honestly.
Because I feel like there's always like that running joke in like a lot of like shows like that squirrels are like secretly running the universe. And I think this is one of those scenarios.
They're running Spotted at Laurier.
I think it's feasible. I think it's plausible.
The squirrels?
Yeah.
Sure. I kind of get it.
I could see it.
Right? You know, they open up the nuts. It's actually like communication devices.
And tracking devices.
Oh, no.
Squirrels taking over the world.
Squirrels in my pants.
Okay, how are the tweets looking? Nothing too exciting?
Not yet. we'll get there in a second.
All right, keep us updated.
This is kind of funny. Why does every dude at Laurier all of a sudden have a mullet?
Honestly, I think it's like just that time of year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, mullets are cool.
I mean, yeah, they never go out of style.
I feel like everyone on TikTok, like one guy got it, and then now, like, all the guys are like, yep, getting a mullet.
Is it a TikTok thing? I'm just, like, not up to date on the TikTok
life. Speaking of TikTok, what's your favorite song, Kat? Right now.
Like right now, TikTok I've song? Really been into Whitney Houston. The sun has been shining.
Ooh.
You know the song, it's like, How Will I Know? How will I know if he really loves? I think, hit it. Hit Let's it, girl.
Do it. Let's do it. And we're back.
We are back and better.
Back and ready to attack.
I think you guys like those songs. Anyways, so We're going to do a couple of BuzzFeed quizzes. I think they're really fun. I love BuzzFeed quizzes. I used to do them all the time as a kid.
Especially during quarantine. Oh my God, there's literally nothing to do.
Lizzie's like, I used to do them all the time as a kid. Kat's like, me last year.
Literally. I was eating it up. Eating those quizzes up.
I don't think I've ever actually done a BuzzFeed.
They're really insightful. They really tell you a lot about yourself, you know?
Yeah, you really get to know your true self.
Yep.
Okay, so the first one we're going to start with is order something from Tim Hortons and we'll guess your province or territory.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
Seems like they know what they're
talking about. So are we doing it like one? Should we all be doing them separately?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. What's it called?
It's called Order Something from Tim Hortons, and we'll guess your province or territory.
Okay. And then we'll read out our answers that we're saying.
Yeah.
I would really love to know who, like, comes up with these. Because who just thought, like, you tell me your Tim Hortons order, I know where you live.
Okay.
I know where you live, girl.
Do you guys all have it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we can just take turns.
Okay, so the first question is choose a drink. And our options are hot chocolate, tea, coffee, ice cap, French vanilla cappuccino, or latte.
I'm a big hot, like, I don't drink coffee. I would only like hot chocolate. Or, like, I drink green tea, not because I, like it, but because, like, it's good for you.
Yeah.
So I drink it. I'm used to it. I just put honey in it.
I think I'm going to do a little ice cap.
Yeah, I'm going to do an ice cap as well. Okay, choose a drink size. I'm doing small.
Okay, there's extra small, small, medium, large, extra large.
Small.
Or whatever I can afford.
I'm doing small. Honestly, I really can't finish.
I know. I always buy a medium, and then I'm like.
Right? Ooh, and then I just don't finish it. Only with drinks, though. I don't know why, like.
But then you get a small and you're like, I wish I had more.
But then if it's like a side of fries, I'm like extra large.
Yeah.
But drinks.
Okay, yeah. I chose a small too.
Okay, choose a donut. Ugh, ooh. I don't want any.
I love donuts.
Okay.
Have you ever had a cronut before? It's crossed between a croissant and a donut.
Ooh. See, that's something I'm into. But like just the icing sprinkle Boston cream, I'm not down.
Nah, sorry.
I don't like Boston cream because I don't like the cream that's inside of it. Yeah. Like, it's kind of deceiving because you look at it and I'm like, wow, this looks like a really good, like, chocolate frosted donut. And then you bite in it and there's just, like, gross, like, cream inside. So it's, like, not really my cup of tea.
And just like, Tim's stuff. Like, I like, mm-hmm. like, a...
Well, they put the worst donuts, like, on display here. They have jelly donut, terrible. Boston cream, terrible. Chocolate dip, too basic. Maple dip, like, which is, like, maple syrup flavored, no. Plain glaze, like, it's fine. But, I mean, like, why is that not going to be my favorite? And, like, vanilla dip also looks cool, but it sucks.
I think I'm gonna do the jelly.
I'm gonna do the plain glazed.
Oh,
okay. I love sour cream glaze. That's my favorite one.
Ooh, so bagel. Choose a bagel.
Old fashioned.
There's 12 grain, everything, plain, sesame seed, four cheese, or cinnamon.
Are we gonna be able to put a spread on it?
Hopefully, we'll see.
I think I'm gonna do a sesame seed.
I'm gonna do an everything.
I'll do a sesame seed, and if there was an option, I would do a cream cheese, extra cream cheese, because I never had enough.
Okay.
Ooh, breakfast food. Oh, my God.
Okay, I think I'm going to do... Okay, there's bagel belt, bacon breakfast sandwich, oatmeal, sausage breakfast sandwich, bacon breakfast wrap, or sausage breakfast.
This is a really hard one because I am a lover of the bagel belts recently. Ooh. But I've always been a sausage breakfast sandwich kind of girl.
I think I'm going to do a bacon breakfast sandwich.
I think I'm going to do a sausage breakfast wrap.
Okay.
I think I have to go sausage breakfast sandwich. It's my OG.
Okay, choose a Timbit. So we've got apple fritter, salted caramel, ooh, which I've never had. I didn't know that was a Timbit.
I also didn't know that was a thing either.
Have plain. You guys ever had birthday cake?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not an option on this.
Do we live in Canada?
But plain sour cream glaze, chocolate glaze, honey dip. Okay, I'm going to do the salted caramel because I've never had that.
Sour cream glaze for the win. It's the best one.
Yeah.
Everyone's always like, sour cream. That's so gross. I'm like, it's not like that, though. It's so good.
I'm just such a caramel person.
Choose a time to go to Tim Hortons.
I feel like around 10 a.m., like, morning time is, like, prime time where it's, like, Tim's is, like,
I'd say around 10 a.m.
emotive.
They have an option where it's whenever I crave it.
What the heck? I got my results. It's so stupid.
Okay, wait.
What did you get? Did you get Ontario?
Yeah.
I got British Columbia.
wait, where's mine? Mine's Colombia. Quebec.
Quebec.
That's so.
That's such a diss.
That's funny.
That's funny. Okay. Okay, I found one that is. Answer 12 random questions and we'll guess your zodiac sign with outstanding accuracy. It's a big claim. Also, I'm not a huge astrology person.
Wait, so what is it called again?
Controversial opinion, but it's called Answer 12 Random Questions and we'll ask your zodiac or we'll guess your zodiac sign with outstanding.
I love astrology.
I don't.
I'm like I'm big into it. Like I don't know. I think it's really cool.
I just like okay, this is a hot take. Like, how does the month you're born in determine
have
anything like, every,
to do?
Yeah.
I will say, just, though, like, the stuff I read about Geminis really resonate with me, though.
But it's because they're so basic. It's like, sometimes you're sad. It's like, well, like,
the one for Gemini,
I don't know.
It's like you're like super outgoing, like all that stuff. And I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty outgoing.
Are you?
I guess, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just like, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, I think we should start this quiz.
Okay, what element do you feel the most connected to? Water, ooh. Air, earth, or fire?
I think water.
Yeah, I'm water as well.
I love the ocean.
Or sorry, Kat, do you have it on your phone?
Yeah, I'm just pulling it up. It's just like my phone's like slow right now.
Okay, I'll wait for you to do the next question.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, got it. Answered the first question?
Yeah, I'm going to put... Okay, I'd like to say water, but I don't know if that's true.
I think, how can you be connected to air?
Like, I we are connected to air
I
right now.
I just really like air.
But I feel like, you know, like Divergent, when she has to, like, choose? They're like, choose, Triss.
I've never
choose.
Seen that movie.
Never seen the Divergent series? Oh, my God. That's
You're
like,
missing out.
It's like, it's like Hunger Games iconic.
Girl. Okay, did you answer?
Yes.
Okay, water. Second question is if you could have one power. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Okay, Darth Vader.
Tis the season, guys. Everybody's sick of here.
Laurier plague time.
Okay, yep. If you could have power over one of these things, what would it be? Time, people's mind, the birth of new planets, or the weather? Ooh. Mine is definitely time. I would not want to read people's minds.
I
would.
I always think about reading.
You're doing a test,
minds.
You're like, ooh, this kid knows the answer.
That's actually like a good way to
then
think
you literally
about
be
it.
A genius no. And no one would know how, but you'd just be a genius.
Since I was a kid, I would always want to read people's minds. I'm like, what are people thinking?
Like, I just want to know people think I'm like, people think I'm weird. Are they thinking I'm funny right now? Like,
I think it would make you like really know. Overthink things though. And like,
but you wouldn't have to overthink because you would know.
Yeah, exactly.
You would know.
That's true. That's a good point.
The birth of new planets, that's such a random one.
That's so random.
But then it's like, you know, like, if the apocalypse happens, you could be like, yep, come to Planet Cat.
Planet Cat.
That should be a thing.
Okay, I'm going to do time. What are you guys saying?
The weather's kind of like...
The weather's kind of cool.
Oh.
I feel like having control
like,
over the weather, like...
Oh, yeah, you're like, hey, who wants a beach day?
Yeah,
who
right?
wants a snow day?
That'd be
like,
sick.
I'm like, if I'm sad, I would just make it rain.
Okay.
But I feel like, yeah, time is a good one because, like... You can go back and like, but that's also the same thing. It's like if you read people's minds, you have the answers at all times, low key. But if you can turn back time, then you can just go back and fix what you already did and know what the person is thinking probably after, anyways.
Whoa. I feel like I would use time just to like stop at like a really like good moment in life.
Yeah,
like if I'm like
time.
On vacation and stuff, I try to like make it last.
Yeah, because every time you go on vacation,
like, I don't know, even just,
you're like, I gotta blink my eyes and the vacation's gonna be done.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
And it's like 6 months later, we're doing Radio Laurier.
And, yeah, just having control over time would be nice, but time is money.
True.
Okay, if you could teleport yourself anywhere, where would you go first? I would, A, stay at my home, the bottom of the ocean, high up in the galaxy, or a beautiful landscape.
I don't know about you guys, but I'd be terrified if I went to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm like, it would just be black.
Beautiful landscape.
Like, that photo that they have here, it's, like, all this coral. There ain't no coral at the bottom of the... The bottom of the ocean, the sun don't reach it.
Yeah.
True. But, and also, like, why would I, out of all the places in the world, going home first? I don't know if that's,
yeah,
like,
I'll do a beautiful landscape.
High up in the galaxy, you know?
I think I'd love to see that more.
Okay, the next one is what pattern catches you your eye. Okay. So, sorry, guys, this is just
how do we
for us.
Kind of explore?
I chose the top right one because it's all purple and cool.
Okay, what... cat would you rather own?
Oh, I know.
A white cat, black cat, gray cat, orange cat.
White cat, just like, shout out to Luis Alizada, my cat. The Instagram. Well, it's not my cat. It's my roommate's cat. Shout out to Raul Alizada.
We love
Raul. And we love Luis. Louis Vuitton. Ooh. He's a white cat.
He's so cute. He looks like not real. Like he looks like a stuffed animal. Cat. Yeah.
Right?
I wish we could show you guys. Like.
But yeah, guys, go follow. You can go look at Luis at your leisure at Luis.Alizada on Instagram.
Okay. The next one is circles, dots, stripes, or squares. And then it has like images of each.
Ooh.
I'm going to choose the circle one.
Yeah, I like circles. Stripes. What Hogwarts house are you in?
I don't.
Gryffindor, okay. Slytherin, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to. Okay, I'll explain because I do know Harry Potter.
I'm just Gryffindor, not a big movie.
Gryffindor is like what Harry Potter's in, like the neutral, like the good guys. Hufflepuff is kind of for like wusses, I guess. Slytherin is like, they're like snakes. The bad guys. Yeah, like they're snakes, like they're bad guys. And Ravenclaw's just like, I don't know, like, I can't really remember that one.
Which one do you think, like, we would be in?
No offense, Lizzie, I feel like you'd be in, like, Hufflepuff.
And, how? Like,
I just don't know if you could handle all the other, like, cohorts of Hogwarts, to be honest. I mean.
Okay, what would I be in?
I think you would be in, like, Ravenclaw, maybe, Hannah.
Okay.
It's like a baddie one.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm the
Hufflepuff. Yeah. Okay. And I'm Gryffindor.
What form of art are you most likely to practice? Writing, painting, music, or sculpting? I'd say writing, probably. I'm in communication, so I've tried a lot.
Music, as you guys know, because I write raps, so.
Yes, she does. Oh, we should do some of your rap. You should make a Radio Laurie rap.
I will make a Radio Laurie rap soon, and you guys can all listen to it. I'll have a little beat on the side.
Okay, which vintage picture do you find the most aesthetically pleasing? Tongue twister. Okay, so this is another visual one.
There's like a picture of a motel, a TV.
I like the top right one.
I'm doing the bottom right.
Ooh, the next question's good. What would you love to eat right now?
Ooh.
Something sweet like brownies, something comforting like pasta, something nourishing like a charcuterie board. I don't know if I'd call a charcuterie board or nourishing.
I don't know either. Like, it's kind of like bad stuff for you.
Or something refined like seafood. I'm going to say something comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like pasta.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How would someone describe yourself in one word?
Okay, wait, let's do it for all each other because then we'll know.
Lizzie. Okay, they're sensitive, intelligent, complex, outgoing. Okay, I'd say outgoing for Kat.
Thanks, guys.
And complex for Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie, I would say you're complex.
I'm so uncomplex.
Actually, I don't know.
Sensitive. You could be sensitive.
Yeah, you can be sensitive.
When?
Right now.
I'm going to go with myself.
I don't know. I think you guys are actually both outgoing.
Thanks.
That's probably what I'd say for both of you.
I think you're also outgoing, Hannah.
Thank you.
We're just all so outgoing. Outgoing cubed.
Okay. And then last question is, which of these nature pictures can you identify with?
A poppy swaying in the wind.
There's so many visual ones in this.
A lonely tree.
I'm going to do the one about the Rocky Mountain.
A leaf in autumn. A Rocky Mountain.
I like the lonely tree.
I don't know. I'm really, like, I think like a poppy swaying in the wind is really speaking to me.
All right, what are your results?
Oh, my God, air sign, Gemini.
I'm going to choose a leaf in autumn. I got a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces.
Oh, my God, I got Gemini.
Literally incorrect.
I got air sign, which is Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. I am none of those. I'm a Taurus. I think that's an earth sign.
I'm a Gemini.
So this is just pretty much proof that astrology is not real. Thanks for listening.
We should, like, look up our names on Urban Dictionary and see, like, what the, like, top answer is.
I feel like that might be a little inappropriate.
Ooh, I think you might be right.
We gotta keep it PG. Okay, let's do another quiz. Do you have more, Lizzie? These are kind of fun.
Okay, I have another astrology one if you guys want to do it.
I'm down.
Okay, it's order sushi, and we'll guess your true star sign.
And we'll guess your what?
Your true star sign.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe you can get Gemini this time. And you can get Taurus.
Okay. You got a cat?
Yup.
Star
Okay, do you guys have the first question pulled up?
Yes.
Okay. So let's pick a seat. Wait, mine says first order a drink. Wait, it's called We Can Legit Guess Your Zodiac Sign Just Based on the Sushi.
Mine order. Says first choose an appetizer.
What? Ours each say different things.
Hey, look.
Can you airdrop it to me?
I'll just send you this.
Et moi?
Quoi?
Technical difficulties.
You know what? Side note. Here's something I was thinking about the other day. Guys, this is a PSA to all Lori students who need food, who are starvation nation, who need some assistant, need some help. On Thursdays, my friend last year, I saw him post a Snapchat story and he was in like the Martin Luther building with a loaf of bread and like a carton of eggs. And I was like, dude, what are you doing with that in there? And he informed me that every Thursday in the Martin Luther building, from 1:30 to, I believe, 5:30 that it is, you can get free food from this thing that Lori offers called Distro. You just have to show your student card, and I think you have to, like, show your SafeHawk badge, like, that screen. But you can bring a bag and get us, like, groceries, like, there's, like, toiletries, like, cleaning supplies, like, you know, all this different stuff. And the people there are, like, the nicest people in the world. And, like, they, at the end of it all, they make, like, meals. One's vegetarian. And one's, like, not vegetarian. One's, like, with meat for everyone to take home.
Yeah, it's so underrated. Right? I've never been.
And no one knows about this. And, like, people need to know about this because this actually has, like, saved me so many times.
And, yeah, they have, like, the toiletries and stuff and, like, feminine products.
Mm-hmm. Like, they have deodorant there, like, all, like, drinks and stuff like that. And, like, Panera Bread donates, like, all their, like, loaves that they were going to throw away.
Or is it the other? What's it called? The bread. It's not Panera, right?
Yeah, it's not Panera, but it's like it's one of those like it's like this bakery, but like it
I can't remember what it's called.
I know.
It's not good bread though.
But they donate like all these like really nice like baked loaves of bread, like different types like sourdough, like baguettes, like all this different stuff. And then they also donate like pastries. And they do like sweet and savory. Like there's always this one that I get and it's like cheese and like ham, or there's like cheese and mushrooms.
Oh my god, they're so
good. And it's like on a croissant, like the ham and cheese croissant, like baked. Mm. Or they have like just like cinnamon buns and stuff like that.
Okay, you're making me hungry.
I know.
Oh okay, god. Do you have this quiz pulled up?
Oh.
She got too distracted.
You know what? I'm just gonna look off your computer with you, Hannah. We'll answer together.
Are you sure? It's in the group chat.
Oh, then maybe I should just. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, the first question is pick a seat. So this is another one with pictures. They're all really pretty. I'm going to go with the top. I'm thinking top left or bottom left. I think I'm going bottom left.
Order a drink. Water.
Yeah, Awa. It's water, sake.
Sake.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's sake.
How do you pronounce this?
Sake.
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 They're
so
good.
No, the tea.
Oh,
the tea's so
good. Hojicha tea?
And now I want sushi.
Plum wine.
Okay, I'm doing water.
Order your first... Nigiri?
Nigiri? I think that's what it's called.
Beef, squid, seared mayo salmon, or tabiki quail egg.
Seared
I'm going to go
salmon.
With squid.
Seared mayo salmon.
Squid for me. I love squid.
Miso soup.
Whoa, wine. I didn't know there was all these kinds of miso soup.
I got to do a mushroom miso soup, even though I don't even like
Okay, we need soup. To read out the options.
Oh, yeah. So it's miso soup, plain miso soup.
I'm so hungry. I'm going to choose.
Red miso soup, clam miso soup, and mushroom miso soup. I am a mushroom girl, so I'm going to do mushroom
miso soup. I've never had, or I've only had plain miso soup, but this red one looks intriguing.
It does.
So I'm going to do that.
Do order that. Another one. Tamago, another a clam, shoot. Snow crab legs, or shiitake.
Crab legs.
I'm going to do the crab legs as well.
Same.
It looks most order an appetizer.
Grilled shishamo, chicken karage, Menchikatsu, takoyaki.
I think I'm doing the chicken.
I can do the chicken karage as well. Mm-hmm. Great minds think alike, guys.
Exactly.
What are noodles?
Noodles. Ooh.
Shrimp. Somo. Sunumomo. Sunumomo. I don't know how to say that. Okay. Tonkutsu ramen. Spicy ramen. Chicken katsu udon.
I'm doing spicy ramen.
Yup.
I love ramen.
I don't really eat ramen or anything like that.
I know you don't. Hand rolls are so good.
I love hand rolls.
They're so yummy. Avocado. There's avocado, scallop, unagi, spicy tuna, tobiko.
And scallop. I like scallops, but, like, I've never, like, tried. Like, I'm not really a big sushi kind of girl. I'm going to do the avocado, though. It looks really good.
We're doing a sushi quiz if you're not a big sushi girl.
Right?
My favorite hand roll is spicy crab meat. So good. But I'm going to do avocado because it's not an option.
Order some tempura. Now, this is where I'm at.
Oh.
Why is there one of the options is no thanks. No thanks to the no thanks.
I think they ran out of tempura.
So there's cauliflower tempura, shrimp.
Shrimp is mine.
Or vegetable. Mine's shrimp as well. I love shrimp.
We love good shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp.
Order a dessert, Japanese Ooh. Cheesecake, strawberry mochi.
Have you guys ever matcha had mochi?
It's not really my, I don't know,
I've
I don't
never
love
had it.
Mochi's like so insane.
I've been intrigued to try
it's
the raindrop
like ice
cake
cream,
though.
But like, I think it's like covered in like a doughy substance.
Mm.
But it's so good. Like,
it looks good on this
you
picture.
You guys need to try it.
I'm going
to
do Japanese cheesecake. I love cheesecake.
What'd you guys get?
Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius? No.
I got Gemini. Woo! I'm a Gemini. But.
I got Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio. Again, not my sign.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini. True at heart.
That's hilarious.
What's something that you guys would say like that, like people don't know, that's like offered at campus, like that's available at campus, that people should know?
I think the one you were talking about, what's it called?
The Distro. It's
Distro,
called the Distro
is definitely a good
no,
one.
No, that was really good. I do have a tip, though. Go to office hours.
Yeah, like, making a relationship with your prof is so good.
Really, really help. And I think that's why I passed my last semester with good grades. I had a good relationship. Like,
it also just shows, like, initiative, too.
Exactly. And, like, you care, you know.
I'm like, I don't understand this. You're like, okay, I'll help you.
Agreed.
Do you guys have any more tips or...
I'm trying to think of like anything.
I think also there's a lot of random study spaces that people don't know about, like
especially in Laz, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laz. I feel like is always just
but really, it's
really busy.
Packed, yeah.
Yeah. But there's like random rooms in the Peters building, like on the second floor, that are always really quiet, and
it's like a whole desk and like really nice chairs. Like I studied there a lot last year.
I think Laz is probably, like, the most busy spot, honestly. Concourse, all of that. I also like the 24-hour lounge.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But they changed up. Like, the 24-hour lounge does not look how it did,
it,
like, in our first
really?
Year.
It did.
Doesn't
I
look like that.
I haven't been this year.
Because I remember when we fell asleep on those couches, it didn't, like, it was in a different spot. Like, it's not the same anymore. It's just not the same. But they have, like, a whole, like, I walked in the other day, and they had a whole ping pong table going on.
Really?
Yeah, like, guys were playing, and I was, like, I almost, like, one of them almost ran into me because they were, like, going back to get it, and then I was, like, whoa, and I was, like, in your way, king.
You
I get
guys,
it.
Guys, if you have, like, another year left or, like, a few more, go to Headphone Disco. It's so much
fun. Oh, my
fun.
Gosh, Headphone Disco is so much fun.
It's really, really fun.
Definitely do all of the first year
But it's funny, like, when you're at Headphone Disco and then you, like, take your headphones off. For like a second, like to adjust them or like do whatever, and then you just hear like a million voices just like screaming like the same song.
Okay, I found more funny BuzzQueed. BuzzFeed. Why do I keep calling it BuzzQueed? I don't know. Okay, this is
because it's the Queen of Buzz.
Romantic and non-romantic questions for me to fully assess what type of lover you are.
What answer?
I can airdrop it to you guys. If you
okay, that's good.
How do I airdrop?
Send it in the chat.
Tweet us at Radio Laurier if you know how to airdrop.
I don't have my text on here. Let me see. I'm just like not very technical. Let me see. File.
More technical difficulties.
Share. I think I got it. Do you have your airdrop on?
Yes, I do.
I can't find you.
What are your guys' thoughts on Be Real?
I don't have Be Real.
You don't have
what?
Be Real?
No.
I swear you do.
For those of you that don't know, which you all should, it's basically this app, and like once during the day, it'll be like Be Real, and it takes like a front
camera and a back photo camera of like whatever you're doing in that moment, and you have to like be real. That's like the whole thing. It's like you just have to do whatever you're doing, yeah. Like, even if you're like, no, look, don't look that great. Kat
told me about it in the summer, and I actually really love the concept.
I know, like I can look back at my entire summer off Be Real.
Yeah, and like you can like go back on like your photos.
That's what I like. The summer is kind of cool because like we're gonna be like 40, and like when our parents were younger, like they don't really have like we're gonna look at like Snapchat memories from like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And like see like.
Oh my god! Imagine using Snapchat when you're like 40.
Like, are we going to be using Snapchat? Are we going to be using Instagram? Like, are we going to be using TikTok this heavily?
I know.
When we're 40? Because I can't imagine, like, not, like, I, like, use that stuff, like, to watch, like, cooking videos. Like, I don't know, like, life hacks. I love
the cooking videos. That's the only thing I miss about TikTok is the cooking videos.
The cooking videos are insane. There's this guy. His name is, like, Salt Hank. And he makes, like, such good.
Okay, like, now you guys are making me.
Yeah, we need to stop talking about food.
I know. We need to go to Will's after this, guys.
Like, we should.
Okay, it's a date. Okay, do you have your quizzes pulled up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the first question is, which flowers do you like the most? Roses, carnations, daisies, or tulips?
Roses.
Roses.
I like all of them. I can't choose. I like that that's an option. I don't like that I don't like flowers is an option, though.
What's your favorite type of date? Picnic, movie night, art exhibition?
Art exhibition.
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 Oh, communication fancy majors.
Fancy dinner, board game night, or club.
Oh, there's more.
I mean, would love...
A club?
I would love to go to the club.
Picnic. I think picnics are adorable.
I think picnic or fancy dinner, because they both involve...
I feel like a club, because then if it's like not going well, I can just kind of like walk away.
That's so funny. Okay, only I'd say picnic got... too, I think.
And then you can find someone else.
What type of music do you like the most? Pop, rock, indie, R&B, techno, classical?
R&B. Probably definitely.
R&B. I'm going to say, like, techno, as in, like, EDM.
What's your favorite types of movies? Romance, horror, action, comedy, animated, sci-fi?
Horror.
I am a really big animated girl. As you know, my favorite movie, Lego Batman. Best movie ever created.
I'm gonna an animated go movie. Comedy.
Only you, girl.
I like a good romance movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a funny one, though.
Which type of food do you prefer? Thai food, Japanese food, burger and fries, pizza, pasta, anything?
Okay, wait.
I'm gonna say anything. Really? Because I want all of those.
I like Italian food, like, a lot.
Me too.
Because, like, I'm Italian, so I really like Italian food.
Okay, what'd you guys get?
I got a hopeless romantic.
Me too.
That's literally couldn't be more far off.
Yeah, literally. I agree.
So wholesome. You love in love no matter what. You believe in love at first sight and still like handwritten letters and grand gestures. You remember all the small details and important dates.
I'm sorry, but like.
That is the most opposite of what we are, I feel. Maybe not you, Lizzie, but.
Yeah, I mean, Lizzie's a little bit of a.
You're a little bit of a hopeless romantic.
Like,
did
sometimes.
You get that?
Yeah.
We all got the same. See, this is why we're friends. Okay. Whoa, you can make your own quizzes on BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Everyone, go make a BuzzFeed quiz right now.
Okay, this is a good one. I'm going to send it to you guys. It says, I'm genuinely curious if you consider these 41 things cheating. So we'll vote on.
Oh my god. Okay, that's really good, actually.
Yeah.
Are we going to vote all together?
Hot takes.
Yeah.
No, like, let's all do it separately and then okay. We'll get the end result. Look it up. It's called Is This Cheating in a Relationship Quiz? BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed? Okay.
You got it.
Okay, it says, here's how this works. I'll give you a bunch of different scenarios, and you vote on whether you would consider the behavior to be cheating. Assume all of these questions are about monogamous relationships, unless stated otherwise. Have fun. Oh, and if you want to make this quiz extra interesting, try taking it with your partner.
We're all partners. Ooh.
Okay, do you have it? Hold up, Kat.
Struggling here, guys.
Want me to help you?
Wait.
More technical difficulties.
I'm genuinely curious if you consider these 41 things cheating?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay. First question is it cheating to kiss someone else on the cheek? It says, yes, it's cheating. It's a gray area / it depends. No, it's not cheating. It's not cheating, but it's definitely not cool.
It's not cheating, but it's definitely not cool. But it also depends on who it is.
Yeah, I think it depends on, like, the context and stuff. I don't think it's cheating, though. So I'm going to say it's a gray area / it depends.
Most people said, no, it's not cheating.
Oh.
But a lot of people said it's a gray area. It depends. And I agree with that, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, what if it's, like, someone, like, you're talking to, used to talk to, and then you just go up to them and you're, like, in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay, is it cheating to kiss someone else on the lips?
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
How is that not 100%?
Someone said, no, it's not cheating.
Okay. Is it cheating to lose focus and have a consensual workplace relationship as long as you post a notes app apology afterwards? Okay. This is definitely about the Try Guys. Have you seen all of that stuff? Yeah. Okay. I mean, cheating to have a...
Are they adding... what's his name?
The Try Guys. Yep. I think they are.
Okay. Jesus. Is it cheating to keep your dating apps and swipe through them when you're bored but not message anyone?
Yes.
I'd say it's a gray area / it depends.
Yeah. Because it's like you shouldn't have a date. You should. I mean, why are you having a dating app if you're already in a relationship?
Yeah, it's definitely odd behavior, but like you didn't physically cheat. I think it's sus. Okay, I'm saying it's a gray area / it depends. Well, most people agree with you, Lizzie, so don't worry. Okay, is it cheating to actually message people on dating apps?
Like, yeah, like if you're going in with the intent that you would like concoct something with them.
I'm gonna say the fourth answer. It's not cheating, but it's definitely not cool.
Okay, yeah.
Also, yeah, the four options are yes, it's cheating, no, it's a gray area / it depends, no, it's not cheating, or it's not cheating, but it's definitely not cool.
Is casually flirting with a cute barista cheating?
No. Yes.
It's not cheating, but it's definitely not cool.
Yeah.
It's okay, like, why are you flirting with anyone else?
I'd say no, it's not cheating.
I think it's not cool. Like,
I don't think it's cheating, but I don't think it's cool. Like, why are you flirting with someone else that's not, like, your shorty or your man?
Yeah. Okay. Is it cheating to hug someone really closely and slowly?
No, but it's not cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say no, it's not cheating.
It's a gray area. It depends. Yeah, and it's not cheating, but it's, like, not cool.
Okay, is it cheating if you share a bed with someone else but don't do anything sexual?
I mean, it depends. Like, if you genuinely just had to crash in their bed, like...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? But if you know, like, there's something brewing there, probably shouldn't go in the same bed with them. Is writing a love song for someone else and serenading them with it cheating? Yes. Like, what? How, if anyone says that it's not, like, that, like, yes.
No, that's not physically cheating, but, that's like, emotionally, that's emotionally, like, I'm going to say it's not cheating.
You're basically professing your love to someone else. I'm pretty sure that's cheating.
I think that would give me the ick.
I think that is cheating.
I think it would give me the ick in general.
73% of viewers agree with me, okay?
Okay, is sending someone else revealing pictures?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. That's weird. Oh, 94% of people say yes, it's cheating.
Okay, so not everyone's feral.
Okay, is it cheating to hook up with someone else while you're on a break?
Oh, is this another Ross and Rachel debate?
Oh, this is like
a... Well, how long were you on the break for?
Yeah, I'd say it's a gray area. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. I feel like if you're just going off and on breaks and stuff, you just shouldn't be in a relationship.
Is hanging out with your ex without telling your partner cheating? It's not cheating if you didn't do anything, but it's not cool.
Yeah, I feel like if you just told them, then like...
Because it's, like, if you're not telling them, it's, like, what are you hiding?
Yeah, it's like, sus to not say anything.
Suspicioso.
Is it cheating to take someone else as your date to a wedding?
I don't know if it's... It depends. I feel like there's certain circumstances where that...
It's definitely not cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's not cool because it's, like...
Why are you taking someone else? Yeah, but what if it's, like...
You'd want to go.
Can you take your family friend that, like, we've been planning for you guys to go for out of years? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or, like, they need someone.
People are saying, yes, it's cheating. Or someone says... Mostly, they say it's a gray area.
This one is so stupid. Is having sex with someone else cheating? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, 98% of people agree.
No, it's not. What?
Okay. Next one is working on erotic fan fiction with a writing partner cheating.
Like, who came up with these questions?
Yeah, these are super random.
You know, this person has really been down in the dumps, whoever made this.
Yeah.
They've been messed up in multiple ways.
No, literally.
Okay, is getting a hickey from someone else cheating?
yes, that means that you made out with them. So yeah.
Yeah.
Is holding hands with someone else cheating? No. This website is very slow. Okay, is sliding into someone else's DMs cheating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Adam Levine.
That's crazy. In his scenario, I think definitely. Because he messaged all these random girls and was being a weirdo.
And she's literally a Victoria's Secret model. Like, none of us are safe out here. If this girl's getting cheated on, like...
No, we really aren't.
Yeah.
And did you hear Giselle and Brat, Tom Brady just, like, hired divorce lawyers?
I saw that.
Love is truly dead.
Love is dead. Is it cheating if you kiss someone else but tell your partner about it right away?
I mean, it's still better.
Cheating, but like that is what you should handle it.
No, it's cheating.
My website's being really slow.
No.
Okay, is it cheating if you and a friend kiss in the heat of the moment but immediately realize it was a mistake and both agree to forget it ever happened and never bring it up to anyone else? Ooh.
That if you can't bring it up to anyone, like, because you know what people are going to say, then, like, yeah.
Like, technically, yeah, it's cheating, but, like,
I don't know. Like, what if there's, like, a scenario, like, it happened once, and then you, like, genuinely, like, never speak of it again, never try to concoct anything ever again.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
And it was, like, a peck.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not cheating, but it's definitely not cool, which I still think it's cheating, but, like, I don't know.
I feel it could be.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not a huge relationship type girl, so maybe
I'm neither. We know you are, Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie's the wholesome one. Me and Kat, on the other hand.
Yeah, just doing our own thing.
We are just living
life.
Okay, is it cheating to tell someone that you would totally hook up with them if you were single?
No, but it's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cheating, but
because when guys do that, it's just like, why are you in a relationship if you clearly want to get with other girls?
Agreed.
Tell them.
No pressure.
Is it cheating to give someone else a massage?
Well, no. What if you're a masseuse?
Exactly. What if it's your profession?
Yeah.
No, then I don't cheat all the time.
No, it's not. Is sitting on someone else's lap cheating?
It's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It's like just go sit on the couch. Like if there's no room. You know, really?
The next one is kissing someone else for a game like truth or dare truth or dare cheating. Well, do you guys watch Love Island?
Yeah.
When they do the challenges, you have
but
to.
They're but they're not dating.
Yeah. But sometimes they
are. Yeah, they're like in a couple of relationships every week.
Okay, what do you guys think?
No. Like if the person's there, and they know, like, what's going on.
I'm going to say it's definitely not cheating, but it's definitely
not cool. And, like, also, like, if it's a truth or dare, you could easily just, like, peck. You don't have to, like, really go ham.
Yeah.
Okay, is it cheating if you tell your ex that you're still in love with them?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, that is not. 100%. That would not be cool with me.
Is it cheating to buy drinks for a cute stranger at a bar?
It's sus. It's not cheating, though. I don't know.
You know, sometimes when, like, I feel like people are just so happy, they're like, yeah, like, drinks on me. You know what I mean? So it could be.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
Like, that's not always.
Is it cheating to hook up with someone else you've been dating for a few weeks but haven't officially said you're exclusive yet? I don't think that's cheating.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
Because if you haven't put, like had that talk yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you can't really expect something from the other person, you know?
Is it cheating to tweet something thirsty about a celeb and at them?
No.
That's never.
Just weird. I, like, that would give me the
egg. Like, what?
If you and your partner are in an open relationship but have a rule that... my website keeps, like, messing up. Going crazy.
Never peace.
Do you have it pulled up? I can't see it anymore.
Yeah. If you and your partner are in an open relationship but have a rule that your other relationships are purely physical, would it be cheating to go out on a date with someone else?
Yes, I think because that's more intimate.
Yeah. Like a date just them two, it would be like, no.
Okay.
Is suggestively playing with someone else's hair cheating?
No.
No, but it's not cool.
True.
Especially if they're really up there feeling it.
Is stage kissing someone else for a play cheating?
No.
When would you ever be in this scenario?
Yeah, what?
Actually, my roommate at Sebastian Azar, he was in a play, and I think it was like grade 10 or something like that, and he had to plant one on the girl that he was acting with.
That's hilarious.
We have a video.
But no, it's funny. I don't find that cheating. No. Is making out with someone else cheating?
Yes. Like, what? These shouldn't be questions. These should be facts.
No, literally.
Is cheating if someone else is obviously flirting with you and you don't tell them and you don't tell them you're in a relationship?
It's not cheating, but it's just not cool.
Wait, is it cheating English? If someone else? Yeah, this is written weirdly. Is it cheating if someone else is obviously flirting with you and you don't tell them you're in a relationship?
That sentence sounds wordy and hard to read. Grammarly can help.
That sounded just like the ad.
Oh my God, really?
I was just going to say, oh my gosh.
Because that ad is on every time. Every time I go on YouTube, YouTube has been so bold, putting like 2, 3, 4. I think they're going to start putting 5 ads in a row, unskippable.
So it's getting so bad.
Like, I'm like, I literally, but they're geniuses because it makes you really want to get YouTube Premium.
Yeah. Oh, my roommate has it. Really? I get it. Anna has it. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I'd say, no, it's not cheating, but it's not cool. We're almost done this quiz also. Okay, is dancing with someone else at a club cheating?
Depends on how you're dancing.
Yeah, it depends.
True.
Cool. But I'm going to say no. Is cuddling with someone else cheating?
Like, kind of.
Like, yeah, that's just, like, weird.
It's like, why are you cuddling with someone that's not your man? Are you shorty?
Okay, is hooking up with someone else in a video game, what? Like a real person playing a character in an RPG game cheating?
That's like, have you guys watched Black Mirror?
It's like that episode, there's an episode of Black Mirror
where it's like that guy and he fully has like a wife and kids and stuff like that. And he would like, but it was like virtual reality. Like he felt like he was actually the character fighting.
Yeah.
And like it was like his best friend who also played the video game. And they would just like always like hook up in the show. Like
so
when they
weird,
went on the video
like,
game.
Yeah, his, I it hope was, like, our future is not like that.
Yeah, no, neither.
I mean, it could be kind of cool, like, imagine.
No, that, like, freaks me out.
That is really scary.
Okay, is it cheating to send a flirty message to someone else from an anonymous account? I think because it's from an anonymous account, that makes it much more, like, weird. 82
people agree that it's cheating.
Okay, is it cheating if you share a tent with your ex while on a camping trip with a group of friends?
No, if you guys don't do anything.
It depends.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say it depends.
It really does depend on the person.
And
some
finally,
people are feral.
If your partner has been in a coma for months and might not wake up, would it be cheating to hook up with someone else?
There was this literal show about this. Like, it was like, she was like, wanted to get with someone else because like her man's like in a coma.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's
cheating. I mean, I don't think you'd
that's
be
a hard situation to be put in.
Available. Like,
how are you going to be thinking about someone else when you're constantly thinking about, is the love of my life going to wake up?
Yeah, that's terrifying. True. I just don't think I'd be able to, like, mental. I don't think I'd be in a mental state to do that. But I don't know. That's a toughie.
That is a toughie.
All right. Well, any final thoughts for the day? What are you guys doing later today? What's the plan?
Well, I think we established we need to go to Wilf's, take a little trip.
I agree. I have one class today.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I just have so many, like, I have to do some discussion posts.
Same.
This week, I feel like week 4 is such a busy week in school. Like, I had 3 assignments.
Right after homecoming is when it hits you.
Oh, yeah.
And first year, like, 100%. We kind of, like, didn't really do much the first, like, couple weeks. Or, like, I know I didn't. And then it, like, it was, like, homecoming hit. And I was just, like, in my room studying, like, 24/7 because I literally had to catch up, like, so hard. Because I had, like, so many readings that I, like, wasn't fully on top of.
Right.
And I just had to, like, make up for that time by having no life for like a week. Uh-huh. But learn the hard way. Can't do that anymore.
Exactly.
So.
Another tip to first years.
Yeah.
There you go.
Start your work earlier than you ever thought you would think you should start it.
Okay, well, this was a fun little icebreaker to start the semester off.
No, I feel like we'll be a little more organized next time.
Not even. We'll have more things.
We'll have more things.
Plan. This was just like a little.
But tweet us or shout us out on Instagram and let us know what you guys want us to talk about. Any questions? We can do a Q&A next time.
I know. Mm-hmm. If people are interested and have some questions, I'd love to do that.
And if you want to come on, if you think you have something cool to talk about, tweet us and then we can bring you on here too.
Yeah.
Woo.
Okay. Well, thanks. For
at Laurier, everyone has something to say.
Thank you for listening. We will be back, not next week for reading week, but the week after.
Next.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Bye.
Adios.